I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. There's no easy way to say it. The Central African Republic is a deeply troubled place. For months, the country has been convulsed by a wave of violence that the United Nations calls ethnic religious cleansing. Local militias have been on a brutal rampage, killing, maiming, or forcing into exile hundreds of thousands of Muslims. Their aim is to rid the country of its entire Muslim population. Today, a top UN official in the CAR said the communal hatred there is at terrifying levels. The BBC's Tim Yule recently returned from the Central African Republic, and one place he visited was the remote village of Karno, where he found a remarkable story. A local Catholic priest who defied the militias and allowed around 1,000 Muslims to take refuge in his church.
They all came to this church because there's a remarkable priest there, an extraordinary man called Father Justin Nari. He's the guy who protected them. He was convinced he was going to be killed himself. He faced death threats from the militia. They basically told him they would kill him if he continued to protect the Muslims. But gradually he managed to persuade them to go away. And this is what he told me.
The anti-Balaka arrived here and demanded I release all the Muslims within this compound. They told me if I don't, then they will come next time with some petrol and burn down this church, including me. They did bring 40 liters of petrol to burn down this church if I don't release the Muslims to be slaughtered. And I could not do that, so I gave them cash for them to leave these people alone.
And Tim, what was the scene in that church and that remarkable priest?
Well, it's an overwhelming sight when you first see it because the church and the compound around it, there's 1,000 Muslim fugitives. They brought the possessions they have, although that's extremely few. In most cases, it's just like battered foam mattresses. Really, that compound filled to overflowing. And walking around, this remarkable priest, the person really who's saved them.
Tim, as you say, I mean, this priest, this father, is heroic many times over for many Muslims there, having held off the anti-Balaka. What about him and his church? Are he and his people safe now?
Well, for the moment, but this situation can't go on much longer. The Muslims in his church are now the only Muslims for hundreds of miles around. Effectively, in the whole western half of the country, there are hardly any Muslims left now. Thousands have been killed and hundreds of thousands have already been evacuated to surrounding countries. And that really raises the bigger question, which is for a crisis of this scale in a country of this size, there just aren't anywhere near enough foreign troops there. At the moment, there are 2,000 French, about 6,000 African Union peacekeepers, and that's all.
It's extraordinary, though. You spoke to one member of the anti-Balaka, and let's hear that tape right now if we can.
It's because the Muslims came and killed some of our family and destroyed everything. That's why we were angry. So we went to fight them, and we killed them all. We took their women and children and their cattle. They're ours now. We'll give the women and children to the French troops, but the cattle are ours now. We don't want any Muslims in the Central African Republic. They have to leave this country, or wherever they'll go, we'll fight and kill them.
I mean, the anger is palpable. What was it like for you interviewing these anti-Balaka?
Well, it is quite scary, really, because you meet these people. A lot of them have been drinking beer, they've been smoking marijuana and so on. Very, very difficult to trust them. They usually start off, particularly dealing with foreigners, in a rather jokey, bantery kind of way. They even play all kinds of games they kind of mimic for you, do all kinds of tomfoolery. They pretend, cut one another's heads off, and you're very, very aware that, you know, of course, if their hands slipped even by a couple of inches, they'd end up doing it for real. And, of course, against their enemies, we know that they do it for real. So for the first 10 minutes you meet these people, there's apparently a lot of laughter, but you really, really feel the horror, you know, underneath all that.
The BBC's Tim Huell, who's just returned from reporting in Central African Republic. Thank you very much.
Not at all. Pleasure.